我们先来读一节圣经。
Let us read a Bible passage.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
那我们读两节圣经，第三章第七、第八节。
Let's read two verses, Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我想我们到今天应该知道我们的神救我们是有目的。
I think by today we understand that our Lord saved us is with a purpose.
我们今天蒙恩得救就是为这个目的而活。
That today we are born again is for this purpose.
看不见神的目的的话，我们就可能就是无所谓活着。
And if we do not see this purpose, then we may live in a wrong way.
我们可能也为了自己的益处而活着。
And we may live for our own way.
我们既知道神救我们是为着他的独生子耶稣基督。
We know the Lord saved us for his only begotten. God saved us for his only begotten Son, our Lord.
求主给我们看到这个事实。
May we be able to see this fact.
我们活在地上就会有不同的眼光而活。
And then we will live with a different.
我们就能够为着主的目的而活着。
We will live for the Lord's purpose.
这就是我跟弟兄姊妹交通的，让我们能够得着基督。
And this is why I've been fellowshipping with brothers and sisters on how to gain Christ.
我们有这样的眼光，我们就会去得着基督。
And if we have this viewpoint, then we will gain Christ.
我们如果经历主在我们身上有一些生命上奇妙的作为。
And when we see the Lord do his miraculous works in our life,
我们就愿意更多的得着基督。
And we're willing to gain more of Christ.
我们已经知道了一切这个天上属灵的福气都给我们。
We know that all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places have already been given to us.
我们今天的问题就是我们只有一个眼光看只要地上的福气。
But our issue is that we only have the perspective of seeing the earthly blessings.
我们今天需要有个眼光是天在管理地。
We need to have a perspective that heaven is controlling over the earth.
如果你真的知道主给我天上属灵的福气。
If we can really see the heavenly blessings.
我们真的追求天上属灵的福气。
We really pursue these heavenly blessings.
我们的地上也会得到福气。
Then when we are on earth, we will also receive blessings.
我们今天在难处中如果有主的同在我们能够安息这个福气没人夺得走
And in difficulties if we are able to have peace this is a blessing no one can take away
我们可以因着有这天上的福气足与我同在能够带我平安安度过这个难处
That because we have these heavenly blessings because we have our Lord with us that we can safely go through this difficulty
如果你真的看到这个的话，你会真的要求主说给我明白什么是天上的福气。
If you really see this, you will have a desire for the Lord to reveal to you what are these heavenly blessings.
你不会再用什么去换这天上的福气。
And you will not use anything else to replace this heavenly
blessing. 你只要一开始尝到这个福气的好。
Once you taste a little of how good this heavenly blessing is.
你就会求主说让我尽一切的得着基督。
Then you will say, let me do all that I can to gain Christ.
我们要进一步的来看我们信的主我们不是来改变我们原有的生命。
So let us take another step and see that when we believe in the Lord, it is not to change our old life.
就是我们这个旧的生命。
Which is our old life.
我们今天信主是一个交换的生命。
Because when we believe in the Lord, it is an exchange of life.
我们不知道懂不懂什么叫交换的生命。
Do we know what it means to have an exchange life?
我以前是用我原有的生命过活的。
Before I was living according to my own life.
我现在信主了，我就用这交换回来的生命来过活的。
And now that I believe in the Lord, I can live with this exchange life.
这叫重生得救。
This is what it means to be born again.
很多时候我们大部分的时候，虽然我们明白这个事实，我们潜意识里面还是想改好我们的原有的生命。
And though we understand this principle in our life, many times we still try to change our old life.
我们用尽一切的努力想改好我们原有的生命。
We put all our efforts into changing our old life.
我们一直求主说，主啊，帮我改好我原来的生命。
We ask the Lord and ask Him to change our old life.
让我原来这个生命越来越完美，越来越好。
To improve our old life to become better and more beautiful.
但是我们的经历告诉我们说，我们越努力，我们就一直的失望。
But our experiences tell us that the more effort we put in, the more despair we become.
可能有时候好了一点，但是成花一现，很短暂的又没了。
Perhaps for the short term we see some results, but after a while it is gone again.
所以如果我们真的一直这样尝试，到最后你只有失望。甚至是绝望。
And so at the end, if you continue doing this, at the end we'll lose heart and be despair.
对于一个意志力比较强的人，
for someone who has a stronger mind or will,
他们会不死心，继续的找方法，继续去问方法，怎么能够改好我的旧生命。
They will not lose heart, but will continue to try, continue to seek out ways to improve
their life. 也跟主说，求你帮助我，就是要改好我这个旧的生命。
And they seek the Lord to change their old life.
只要你有这个期望，你就不会放手。
As long as you have this mindset, you will not let go of your hand.
这可以一拖十年、二十年、三十年就过去了。
And this could take 10, 20, 30 years will pass by.
主的怜悯，有一天你会发现这完全没用。
And by God's mercy, He will show you that this is all for nothing.
只是很多的年日白白的过去。
And all these years have been wasted.
但你要知道，一个人会失望、会绝望，还是主的怜悯。
But we need to know that for one to lose heart and be in despair, this is actually God's
mercy. 因为只会发生在那些真正要主的人身上。
Because this will only happen on those who truly pursue the Lord.
因为如果你没有一点要主的话，你不会想要得胜的。
Because if you do not desire the Lord, you will not have a desire to overcome.
你就不会经历到原来完全不行的。
So you will not have the experience that you cannot.
我们这个，但是对于那些没有真的要主的，他可能就是一直这样过日子，就是一直在守律法的过日子。
But for those who do not really love the Lord, they may live their life continue the same, just holding on to these laws.
他就守着这些规条，做一个基督徒。
And they hold on to these laws to be a Christian.
主日有聚会，平常有查经小组。
Sunday they go to meeting and regularly they attend Bible study in small groups.
自己在家里有读经，有背圣经，有祷告。
And at home they read the Bible, they memorize verses, and they pray.
他就觉得不错了。
And they think this is pretty good.
里面没有觉得我还失到什么呢？
And inside they do not feel like they are missing out on anything.
不小心的一生就成为一个宗教家。
And unknowingly their whole life they just become someone who follows religion.
那如果我们今天能够经历到我失望无望，我有救。
But if today we can see that we areLose heart and we are despair, then we have hope.
因为保罗也喊过说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Because even Paul has said, oh wretched man that I am, who can save me from myself?
今天很多神的儿女还没经历过到要说我真是苦啊。
And many brothers and sisters today have not reached the point to say, oh wretched man that I am.
谁会喊我真是苦？
Who would cry out that I'm wretched?
就是想脱离，想能够我这个人有真实的改变。
It is those who really want to have a change in their life.
我想得胜，我没有得胜。
I want to overcome, but I cannot.
我想圣洁，我没有圣洁。
I want to be holy, but I cannot.
一个人没经过苦，就不知道什么叫甜。
If one has not gone through bitterness, they do not know what it means to be sweet.
一个人没经过什么叫做捆绑，他就不知道什么叫释放。
If one has not gone through situation of bondage, they do not know what it means to be set free.
我们今天说要走信心的路。
Today we say we have to walk away of faith.
在平坦的路上不用 讲什么信心的路。
On a smooth way, we do not need to speak of faith.
真正要走信心的路是遇到难处的时候。
If you really want to exercise the way of faith, it is when you encounter difficulty.
就是在难处中，在我们认为我都渡不过去的时候，信心才起作用。
In difficult situations where we see there is no way we can get around this, then we have to use our faith.
所以当我们今天能够把心归向我们的主，认罪悔改。
So today, if we can give our hearts to the Lord and confess and repent,
我们能够有弟兄姊妹一起同心的祷告，主就做工。
And praying with brothers and sisters, then the Lord will do His work.
奇妙的，主把难处扭转过来。
And amazingly, the Lord will turn around this difficulty.
难处就解决了。
And the difficulty will be solved.
这是我们在走信心的路上开始发现，哦，我的主是可靠的。
And so on our walk of faith, this is when we can see our Lord is reliable and trustworthy.
这是所有弟兄姊妹都应该要有的经历。
This is an experience that all brothers and sisters ought to have.
好像我们已经没有路了，没有救了。
As if we have no way, there's no way we can be delivered.
人的方法用尽了，我认定是死定了。
If we have used all of our own, all of man's ways, and we think we have hit a dead end.
我们转向神，拯救就来了。
But when we turn to the Lord, then deliverance will come.
原来不是没有路，前面还有路的。
It is not that there is not a way, there is a way forward.
我们虽然好像已经被带到死地了，但是我们转向主，我们复活了。
It is as if we have reached the point of death, but when we turn to the Lord, we are resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，这个也是我们必须都要经历的。
Brothers and sisters, this is also something that we all must experience.
这会让我们真的来信靠我们的主。
And this will cause us to come and trust in the Lord.
这会让我们来认识主，知道我们所信的是一位又真又活的神。
This will help us know that our Lord is that one true and living God.
我讲了这许多都在讲外面的一些的难处。
All these that have spoken of so far are these outward difficulties.
甚至我们生病的医治都在算是外面的事。
Even if we are sick and then we come healed, these are all outward things.
我们今天要再进我已经提过了要再进一层的来讲到我们里面的情况。
But we need to go another level deeper and speak of our inner condition.
当我们讲得胜能够圣洁，这是里面的事。
When we speak of overcoming and becoming holy, this is an issue with the inner thing.
你会发现这个学习有一点不同，但原则是一样。
We see that this learning is a little different, but the principle is the same.
我们不能靠我们自己的力量、方法、聪明来解决我们这个得胜与得胜圣洁的事。
We cannot use our own ways, our own strength, our own mind to accomplish this overcoming work.
这是我们最不容易放手的一件事情。
This is the hardest thing for us to let go.
除非我们经历许多得胜、失败、圣洁，要自己的圣洁、失败的经历。
Unless we have encountered many times that we tried to overcome and we failed, and we tried to be holy and we failed.
我们在这里有一个循环。
And here we see there's this cycle.
我们很多时候一失败了，我们更加努力的要自己抓住能够得胜。
That when we fail, we try to use even more strength to overcome.
我们觉得我再不努力的话，我哪像一个有追求的基督徒啊。
That if I do not put in all my strength, how am I like a Christian who can pursue the Lord?
别人看我也不像一个很上进的一个基督徒。
And other people look at me, and it is, does not appear that I am a very diligent Christian.
说我们这个循环是我更加用力要自己做得到。
So this cycle, we see that we continue to use our own strength to accomplish it.
只有一天主开我们的眼。
Until one day our Lord opens our eyes.
我的生命是全败坏的。
That our life is all corrupt.
根本是无望无救的。
There is no hope of being saved.
我灵是得救。
That our spirit is saved.
但是我这个人是完全是无望的。
But my old life has completely no hope of being saved.
只有主的生命是得胜的。
Only the Lord's life is overcoming.
只有主的生命是圣洁的。
Only the Lord's life is holy.
我们能够看到这一点。
If we can see this point,
你才会放弃你自己的努力。
Then you will let go of your own struggling.
你会放弃自己要改造自己。
And you will let go of trying to change yourself.
我们自己的生命根本没用。
Because our own life has no use.
到这个时候，你就会得着基督耶稣做生命。
And when you reach this point, then you will gain Christ Jesus as your life.
我们开始经历说，我不用活了。基督替我活。
And then we will begin to experience, I do not need to live because Christ lives for me.
我不用活了，基督在我里面活着。
I do not live because Christ lives in me.
我们就开始要学一件事情，就抓住主的应许。
And then so now we need to learn to hold on to the promises and commands of the Lord.
主你说的，我交给你，你要负责。
Because what the Lord has said, we give it to Him, and the Lord will take responsibility.
所以我就开始宣告，主你说的，我交给你，你负责的。
So we can proclaim, Lord, you have said it, I give it to you, and you will take responsibility.
你讲过的话是算数的，因为你说你不背负你自己。
And the word that you said is true, because you have said you are always faithful to yourself.
如果我们真认识这一点，
If we truly know this point,
我们就能够像保罗说，我夸我的软弱。
And then we can be like Paul and say that we can boast in our weakness.
因为我软弱的时候，我就全人交给你。
Because when we are weak, we can completely give ourselves to the Lord.
主啊，你要负责的。
And we know the Lord will take responsibility.
你就发现主就说，主就来取代我们的生命。
And we see that the Lord completely transforms us.
我们就开始有得胜的经历。
And then we have this overcoming experience.
我们也有这个圣洁的经历。
And we have this experience of being holy.
所以这些都是我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通过。
These are all things I shared with brothers and sisters last time.
我今天愿意再往前，我们再来看一下。
Today I want to look forward and look a little bit more.
我们再来看腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn back to Philippians chapter 3.
我们只读一节。
We'll just read one verse.
第三章第十二节。
And we'll just read verse 12.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，活着可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
这句话也可以说我要得着基督耶稣所要我得的。
We can also say that this is saying that I want to lay hold of that that Christ Jesus wants me to lay hold of.
我今天主若愿意与弟兄姊妹交通到得着我。
If the Lord is willing, I want to share with brothers and sisters on Christ Jesus laying hold of me, obtaining me.
Obtaining me. 主啊，得着我。
That may Christ Jesus obtain me.
我们现在都明白，我们信耶稣的人是有目标的。
We all know now that when we believe in the Lord, we have a purpose.
我们不是只为着上天堂。
It is not just to go to heaven.
我们要学习从神的眼光来看事情。
But we need to learn to see things from our Lord's perspective.
就像我们维修弟兄之前交通的，我们要从上面看下来。
Just like our brother Benjamin has shared that we need to look down from above.
我们要真的看到他救我的目的是什么。他救我的目的就是我的目的。
And to see that the purpose that our Lord has saved us is our purpose.
我们要像基督。
We need to be like Christ.
我们要高举基督。
We need to exalt Christ.
为着这个目的，我竭力的得着基督。
And for this goal, I continue to gain Christ.
为了得着基督，我必须有所丢弃。
And to gain Christ, there must be things that I let go.
丢弃越多，得着他越多。
And the more we let go, the more we gain.
我们不是什么垃圾去丢哈，我们丢弃那些拦阻影响我得着他的事。
And we are not just letting go of these garbage things, but we are letting go of those things that are hindering us from coming to the Lord.
我们要得着基督，得着基督里一切的丰富。
And when we gain Christ, we gain all the abundance in Christ.
得着基督做生命。
Gain Christ as our life.
弟兄姊妹，你有这心愿吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this desire?
你有这个真正的心愿，说我要得着他的丰富。
Do you have this desire that you want to gain all of his abundance?
还是我们只要他的祝福？
Or do you just want his blessing?
如果我们有心愿说我要得到他一切的丰富,
if we have a desire that we want to gain all of his abundance,
我们有心愿要得到他的生命做我的生命,
we want to gain his life as our life,
我们里面应该有个呼喊说主啊,
we should have a cry in our heart that Lord gain me.
保罗在这里说我竭力的追求,
Paul says that I press on,
我要得着一个事情,
because I want to gain one thing,
就是得着基督耶稣所以得着我的,
that I may obtain that for which Christ Jesus has also obtained me.
究竟基督耶稣救我来要我得着什么?
So Christ Jesus, what has he obtained me for?
你像保罗有这么高的启示,
we see Paul has such a great revelation.
他究竟, 他还要什么主要我得着的?
So what more does our Lord want him to obtain?
如果我是保罗, 我早就自满自足了。
Perhaps if I were Paul, I would already be satisfied.
圣伯通, 在那个时代有谁上过三层天呢?
Because at that time, who else had ascended into third heaven?
我认为我已经达到最高峰了。
That I would think that I have already reached the peak.
但保罗说我不是以为已经得着了。
But Paul says, I do not count myself to have already apprehended.
我还在竭力追求。
But I continue to press on.
我要在得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
But that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me.
对保罗来讲, 我还有一个祷告主啊, 继续更深的得着我。
So have a prayer that may the Lord continue to obtain us.
使我能够在这一生里面得着你要我得着的。
In my life, I can obtain that for which you have obtained me.
弟兄姊妹, 我们一定要记住, 主不勉强人的。
Brothers and sisters, you must understand that our Lord does not force anyone.
你有多强要得着基督, 主就会帮助我们, 给我们有多强的得着我。
How strongly you desire the Lord is how strong the Lord will obtain us.
他愿意得着我,
because the Lord desires, 但是, is willing to obtain us.
但是根据我们究竟有多深的想得着他。
But it is how deep we desire to obtain him.
时间的原因我今天只会提四件事情。
Because of time, I will only bring up 4 points today.
主要我们主怎么得着我们。
How can the Lord obtain us?
是什么东西主要得着我们。
And what things does the Lord want to obtain?
我们第一个, 我们说主啊, 得着我的心。
First is you need to ask the Lord to obtain my heart.
箴言第4章23节说,
Proverbs 4:23 says,
你要保守你心, 胜过保守一切, 因为一生的果效是从心发出的。
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
听住这里讲的话, 一生的果效是从心发出的。
Here we can see that all issues of life spring from our heart.
心是我们人最深处的地方。
Our heart is our deepest part in our life.
心的光景好, 人就好。
The condition of your heart is good, and the person is good.
心的光景不好, 你人就不好。
The condition of your heart is bad, then the person is bad.
马太福音12章35节这样说,
Matthew 12:35 tells us,
他说善人, 从他心里所存的善, 就发出善来。
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things.
恶人, 从他心里所存的恶, 就发出恶来。
And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things.
你看到我们的心的情况是如何, 外面就发表。
We see that. However, the condition of our heart, this is shown outwardly.
一生的果效, 都是从心发出的。
Because we see all the issues of life spring from our heart.
我们的心需要有一个转变。
Our heart needs to be changed.
我们的心需要一个厉害的转变。
Our heart needs a serious change.
我们需要主认真的来对付我们的心。
We need the Lord to seriously deal with our heart.
我们心里面最重要要对付的就是骄傲。
And the biggest thing we need to deal with in our heart is our pride.
换句话说, 我们心里面最需要就是谦卑。
In other words, the biggest thing we need in our heart is humility.
不要认为你有了你才会骄傲。
Do not think that you need to obtain something for you to be proud.
你没有, 可能是更骄傲。
perhaps if you do not have it, you are even more prideful.
因为你总是觉得我要跟你比较，我一定要爬起来给你，不给你看扁我。
Because if you think you have to compare yourself with others, I need to lift myself up so you do not look down on me.
人心里面最难办的就是骄傲。
The most difficult thing to deal with people is their pride.
我们都是骄傲的人。
Because we are all prideful people.
就算我没什么，我都是自以为是的。
Even if I do not have much, I still think I'm pretty good.
一个人最难办的就是谦卑。
And the greatest difficulty in man is humility.
我们也读几段的圣经。
Let us read a few Bible verses.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
First Peter 5:5.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
First Peter 5:5.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for the Lord rejects gives grace to the humble but rejects the proud.
以赛亚书第十四章十二到第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12 to 15.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十五节。明亮之星，早晨之子，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations, for you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven.I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit.
腓立比书第二章第五到第九节。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 9.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他了超乎万民之上的名。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation.Taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of a cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
我们周六晚上聚会，有年轻人问了一个问题。
In our Saturday night Bible study, young people have asked this question.
什么是主的道路？
What is the way of the Lord?
我们刚刚读过腓立比书。
We just read the book of Philippians.
主的道路就是降卑的道路。
The way of the Lord is the way of humility.
我们刚刚读了以赛亚书。
And we read in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书讲到魔鬼的道路。
It speaks of Satan's way.
就是要把自己高升的道路。
And it is the way of lifting yourself up.
骄傲的道路。
And a way of pride.
自以为是的道路。
And the way of thinking you are right.
你好好想一想，我们一生下来，我们就在走魔鬼的道路。
And if you think that since we are born, we are walking the way of Satan.
我们总是要高抬自己。
We want to lift ourselves up.
我们今天可能很低微，我就一直要高抬我自己。
And perhaps we are in a low position, so we want to lift ourselves up.
所谓的肯定我自己。
And we want to affirm ourselves.
我们要得着人的尊重。
We want to gain man's praise.
要人看得起我。
We want others to look at us.
我们虽然是重生得救。
That although we are born again.
这不管我们是自知还是我们自己不知道，我们都在走魔鬼的路。
Whether knowingly or unknowingly, we end up walking the way of Satan.
我们看看扫罗王。
Let us look at Saul.
他还没做王之前，好谦卑哦。
that before he became king, he was so humble.
就算他已经被高做王了，他还是表现很谦卑的。
Even after he became king, he was still outwardly humble.
但是一旦坐上王位了
，Oh, but once he ascends to the throne,
他整个人本性就出来了。
Then we saw his true condition.
他没有办法顺服神吩咐他的话。
He was unable to obey the word that the Lord had given.
他一心就是想我要高高。保持我的高位
and all his desire was that he can maintain his high position.
他就是要百姓尊重他。
He wanted the people to respect him.
就到了神已经废弃他做王了。
Even when God had rejected him from being king,
他还只想到请撒母耳在众百姓面前抬举我。
All he could think of was that Samuel could exalt him among the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这不是只有扫罗会犯的事。
This is not only something that King Saul would commit.
你我都一直在犯的事。
All of us continue to do this.
我们就想在众人面前抬举我。
And we want to be lifted up by others.
不管你现在是高位、低、中位、低位。
No matter what position you are in right now.
我们就是想被抬举。
We want to be lifted up.
你知道对付这个有多难吗
？And so, do you know how difficult it is to deal with this?
那主耶稣给我们一条路
，But our Lord Jesus gave us a way.
这条路是降卑的路
，And it's a way of humility.
弟兄姊妹，只有我们走在主的路上才有路。
Only if we walk in the Lord's way is there a way.
只有我们走在降卑的路上才有路。
Only if we walk the way of humility is there a way.
不然的话。我们所碰到的都是死路。
Otherwise, whatever road we reach is the dead end.
你会发现许多的问题，因为我们没有办法降卑，所以它一直都是一条死的路。
We see that so many of the issues are because we are unwilling to humble ourselves, so the way we walk is the dead end.
我们感谢主给了我们一句话。
We thank the Lord that He's given us the
truth. 就在彼得前书五章五节讲的。
It is in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
他说神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的。
It says God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
你想我们今天活在地上，没有神你活得下去吗？
If we think, if we are living in this world, if we do not have the Lord, can we continue living on?
没有主在这里一直的引导或者一直的保护，我们走得了往前走？
If we do not have the Lord's leading and His protection, can we continue moving forward?
那我们就要听见主有一句话，他阻挡骄傲的人。
So we must hear the word of the Lord. God resists.
你保持你的骄傲，主就站远远的。
If we desire to continue to be proud, then the Lord will take a step back.
他不是离开你，
He does not depart.
他只是要帮助我们，你必须降卑下来。
But He is waiting for you because you must.Humble yourself.
你不降卑，我有原则，我就没办法伸手来帮助你。
Because if you do not humble yourself, I have a principle, I cannot come and help you.
所以啊，你发现，在圣经里面，主耶稣在地上的时候，这些人来到主面前都是降卑的。
So you see that when our Lord Jesus was walking on this earth, that everyone who came before him was humble.
他们会喊着主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
That they would cry out and say, oh, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
我们说他站对地位了。
And so we say they are standing at a right position.
因为他终于站在一个降卑的位置。
And because they are standing in a position of humility.
我们今天很多时候不能顺服。
Today many times we are unable to submit.
不管我们是不能顺服神。
Whether we are unable to obey God.
我们不能顺服权柄。
Or we are able to submit to authority.
我们不能够。Obey or submit to 人
and we're unable to obey or submit to other people.
为什么不能够？因为我们心里面骄傲。
Why are we unable to? Because within us we are prideful.
我们里面常常抱怨。
And we're full of complaining within.
神，你为什么把这个老板摆在我这里
？God, why have you put this boss in my life?
这个为什么给我嫁了这个丈夫呢？
Or God, why have you allowed me to marry?
为什么我娶了这个妻子
？Or why have I married this wife?
或者我为什么在这样的环境里呢
？Or why am I in this circumstance today?
我们许多的抱怨
，So we have so much complaining，
甚至里面充满了苦毒
，And we are full of bitterness with inside，
因为我们里面骄傲
，Because we are prideful，
因为我们要的是人家夸奖我
，Because what we want is for others to
praise us。我们要人家 我们要人高抬我。
We want others to exalt us.
我们要人重视我。
We want others to highly regard us.
我们要记得主说他阻挡骄傲的。
We must remember that God resists the proud.
没有 exception 的，没有例外的，神一定阻挡骄傲的。
And there is no exception to this. We know that God resists the proud.
弟兄姊妹，要我们谦卑，难上加难。
Brothers and sisters, for us to be humble, it is so difficult.
中国人有一个叫做修养。
And so, there is this idea in Chinese that is, we have self-improvement.
修养是外表做的。
And so the self-improvement is all outwardly.
外面看来很谦卑。
That outwardly, it appears that we are humble.
里面骄傲的不得了。
But within, we are extremely proud.
那我们都在操练外面要谦卑。
We are all exercising to how to be humble outwardly.
很可惜神是看你里面谦不谦卑。
But unfortunately, our God is looking at within if we are humble.
扫罗王外面表现谦卑了，里面是骄傲的。
King Saul outwardly was humble, but within he was very prideful.
我们有时候明白这个道理了，我们就求主说，主帮助我谦卑。
When we understand this principle, we ask the Lord to help us be humble.
我们很多时候只是想外面我能够谦卑就好了。
And so often we think if we can just be humble outwardly, that's good enough.
如果你是认真的求主说帮助我谦卑。
But if we truly ask the Lord to help us to be humble,
你要知道你可能不知道你在求什么。
Perhaps you do not know what you are actually asking for.
因为你真的认真祷告求主帮助你谦卑。
Because if you are truly serious and asking for the Lord to help you to be humble,
你前面有一段路主在帮助你谦卑不容易走。
The way ahead that the Lord is teaching you to be humble is not an easy road.
但一个人真的认真的说主啊，帮助我谦卑。
But if one is serious in asking the Lord to help them to be humble,
基本上就是有个祷告说，来找我。
Basically, they're asking this prayer for the Lord to obtain me.
主你得着我，你就会使我谦卑。
Because if the Lord obtains me, then he will help me to be humble.
你知道当我们真的有这样的祷告
and,
我们就会遇到挫折。
And if we truly have this prayer, then we will encounter difficulties or failures.
你知道这个挫折可能还不轻。
And perhaps these failures are not light.
因为要对付我们骄傲这不是简单的事。
Because to deal with our pride is not an easy thing.
我们主看到我们心中有个呼喊说主啊得着我使我能够谦卑。
Because our Lord sees our heart and sees that we desire to be humble.
所以有时候我们经过蛮艰难的路你要知道你祷告来的。
So sometimes if we walk a very difficult way, we know that this came from our prayers.
让我放下我所有的筹算。
That we can lay down all the hindrances.
All
our plans.
让我能够服在主的面前。
That we're able to submit before the Lord.
当主动手的时候我们就服了。
And when the Lord moves his hand, then we submit.
所以你发现那些真正跟主呼喊的人他长长的道路在人看来都蛮艰难的。
So we see that those who truly desire the Lord, the way they live their life very difficult.
所以刚刚唱的诗歌为什么这些爱你的人常常感觉软弱呢
So the thing we just said, why do those who love you often feel so weak?
不软弱我又骄傲起来了。
Because if we do not, are not weak, then we become prideful again.
但因为我有个祷告主得着我。
But because I have this desire for the Lord to obtain me,
我起不来。
That I cannot lift myself up anymore.
但我软弱我可以夸我的软弱。
And when I am weak,I can boast in my
weakness. 因为我已经不敢再靠我自己。
Because I no longer dare to rely on myself.
So, 什么叫谦卑?
So what does it mean to be humble?
谦卑就是对自己死。
Humble means to die to yourself.
一个人必须愿意舍己。
One must be willing to deny themselves.
己愿意被对付的。
and deal with herself.
因为己不对付,
because if you do not deal with yourself, you are still very strong.
当己被对付,
once you deal with yourself, you become weak.
主在帮助我,
and the Lord is helping us walk a way of humility.
常常记住, 神主导骄傲的人, 施恩给谦卑的人。
You must constantly remember that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
我后面还会提到, related的跟心有关的事,
and I will continue to share on points related to our heart.
但是最重要,
but the greatest issue in our heart is our pride.
我们必须走谦卑, and
we must become humble.
不然我们就在走魔鬼的路,
otherwise, we are walking the way of Satan. We are not walking the way of our Lord.
既然主耶稣说我们做门徒就是要舍己,
since our Lord says that to be disciples, we must be humble. Humble ourselves.
我们必须背十字架,
we must take, bear the cross.
意思就是说你对己必须对付的,
in other words, we must deal with ourselves.
你的己必须被带到实地,
and we, our self must be taken to a point of death.
那你就开始走谦卑的路,
then you will start walking the road of humility.
主稍微放一放, 我又抬头了。
And if we let go a little, the Lord let go a little.
你有没有想到我们这个人有多难办?
Do we see how difficult we are to deal with?
是主的怜悯给我们能够走在主的道路上。
It is the Lord's mercy that He allows us to walk His way.
然后主的恩典就临到我们。
And His mercy reaches out to us.
所以主的恩典我们能够夸主的恩典够用。
And then we can proclaim that His grace is sufficient for me.
第二个点,
the second point.
主啊,得着我的耳朵,
that we ask the Lord to obtain our ears.
我们读两段的圣经,
let us read a couple of Bible verses.
以赛亚书第50章,
Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书第50章第4节,
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头, 使我知道怎么样用言语扶助疲乏的人, 主每早晨提醒我的耳朵, 使我能听, 像受教者一样。
The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
马太福音第13章第9节,
Matthew chapter 13 verse 9.
有耳可听的就应当听,
he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
主啊,求你得着我的耳朵,
ask the Lord to obtain our ears.
你知道我第一点,这个小点啊, 我们耳朵最爱听的就是是非,闲言闲语。
First point is that things we like to hear are the gossip and the rumors.
我们许多的时间就是爱听这些话。
And so many times we like to hear and listen to these things.
有时候我们要问,为什么最爱听这种话?
And we need to ask ourselves, why do we like to listen to these?
特别他们在很小声讲的时候,你耳朵里面不知道怎么加了重听器,你特别听得清楚。
Especially when people are speaking quietly about these, we pay extra close attention.
我们里面就是想听这种的是是非非。
Because we enjoy listening to this gossip.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为我们爱多管闲事。
Because we are nosy people and we like listening to this guy.
还有一个,我们爱打抱不平。
And the other is we like to fight for one side.
我们自己以为自己有公义。
Because we think that we know what is right.
如果不是主给我们有智慧, 我们能够处理公义的事。
If not for the Lord giving us wisdom, do we know what is just or right?
我们如果不是主给我们有智慧, 人能够摆平不公平的事吗?
If not for the Lord giving us wisdom, can we solve these injustices?
我们记得当所罗门要做王的时候,
we remember when King Solomon was about to be king.
主在梦中问他, 你要我给你什么?
Oh, in his dream, the Lord asked him, what do you want me to give you?
他说求你给我智慧。
And Solomon asked to receive wisdom.
使我能够处理这么多百姓你的问题,
that I can solve all the issues among the people.
没有主的智慧, 你怎么处理?
without the Lord's wisdom, how can you solve these issues?
用人的方法这个处理完，你就产生另外一个不公平的事。
By man's wisdom, if we solve one issue, another issue arises.
说第一件事情，求主得着我们耳朵，不去听似是非非、闲言闲语的事。
So we need to ask the Lord to obtain our ears that we do not listen to the gossip.
第二个
，The second,
求主得着我的耳是一个受教者的耳朵。
We need the Lord to give us a teachable ear.
一个受教的耳朵是愿意听的。
A teachable ear is willing to hear.
一个刚硬的人是不听的。
One who is stubborn with a hard heart is unwilling to listen.
我们看看法老。
Let's look at Pharaoh.
当摩西说 Let my people go, 容我的百姓去。
When Moses told Pharaoh to let my people go,
法老不听啊。
Pharaoh did not listen.
圣经怎么讲？他的心是刚硬。
What does the Bible say? It says he had hardened his heart.
所以这里有另外一个跟心有关的，心是刚硬。
So here we see another aspect related to heart is if you have a hardened heart.
你的心是刚硬，你耳朵是不可能听的。
If your heart is hardened, there is no way your ear can hear.
我们有许多的话都听不进去。
And there are many words that you cannot take in.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为我们里面的，我为什么听你说的
？Because within we have this mindset. Why do I need to listen to you?
你究竟是谁
？Who are you？
我们做父母，我是你老爹老妈。
And so as parents, we say we are your father, mother.
你就是要听我的。
You have to listen.
那中国人最会讲这个话。
This is something commonly spoken.
如果是以前，我是老师，你要听我讲话。
And I'm a teacher. You need to listen.
现在老师不敢讲这些话。
Nowadays, teachers do not dare say this.
我讲的话，请你自己参考参考。
That the words I speak, may you consider it.
我们今天因为我们的心是刚硬。
And so today, because our heart is hardened,
我们耳朵听不见对我讲的话。
That our ears cannot hear the words the Lord has to tell us.
我们可以参加许多的聚会。
And we can attend many meetings.
我们参加很多小组查经的聚会。
And we attend many Bible studies.
我每个主日都来聚会。
And every Sunday we come to the meeting.
如果我们的心是刚硬的，这些聚会对我们没什么益处的。
But if our heart is hardened, then these meetings serve no purpose.
因为在这个聚会里面讲了许多话，根本没听进去。
Because the words spoken at the meeting, we cannot take in.
我有时候在想，没听进去的原因是什么呢
？Sometimes I wonder what is the reason we cannot take it in.
第一个，我没兴趣听。
One is we have no interest.
我拒绝听。
I reject.
对吧？这两个原因都在我们的里面。
These two causes are all within us.
我没兴趣听这些，这关于这些的内容。
That I have no interest in listening to this content.
第二个，我拒绝听你讲这些话。
The second is I reject listening to your words.
如果是这样的光景的话
，If this is the condition,
我们要问你为什么来聚会
？We need to ask why do you attend the meeting?
我们来聚会就是守律法。
We attend the meeting to keep the law.
因为我不是这样聚会，我就里面不平安了。
Yes, if I do not attend the meeting, then I have no peace within.
但是我在聚会中，我里面都是拒绝的灵。
But when I come to the meeting, within I have a spirit that is rejecting.
所以我基本上来聚会中没有得益处，而是受亏损的。
So when I come to the meeting, I do not get any gain, but it's a loss.
我们应该有个正确的心态。来聚会乃是因为主的心。
We should have a right condition in our heart that we have come to the meeting is because we are attracted to our Lord.
因为在聚会中主的话会有主的话供应。
Because in the meeting we can receive the supply of the Lord's word.
因为主的话供应我使我得帮助。
And because the Lord's word is supplied to us, we have gain.
所以圣经希伯来书讲了一句话说不可停止聚会。
And so in Hebrews, it tells us that we cannot cease together.
因为我们在聚会中能够得到主的话。
Because in the meeting, we can receive the word of the Lord.
我们能够得到主的话的供应。
And we can receive the supply and gain from
the word of the Lord. 但如果我们拿希伯来书这句话说不可停止聚会成为律法的话。
But if we take these words in Hebrew that we cannot stop meeting and take it as a law,
成为基督徒的一个规条的话
，as a law to be a Christian,
你就是为着来聚会而聚会。
Then you attend meeting for the sake of coming to meeting.
弟兄姊妹，
基本上你在浪费时间。
But this is basically you are wasting your time.
你认为你做得不错。
You may think that you are doing a pretty good job.
神都不算数。
But the Lord does not count
anything. 这只是一个突然的动作。
Because this is just an action, a routine.
我们来到聚会中是带着一个受教的耳朵能够听。
When we come to the meeting, we come with a teachable ear to hear.
说主啊，得主我的耳朵。
So may the Lord obtain our ear.
换句话说，主得主我的心。
In other words, may the Lord obtain my heart.
把我的刚硬的心能够转过来。
That he can turn around my hard heart.
使我耳朵终于能够听。
And that my ear can hear.
所以第二个小点是一个受教者的耳朵。
So second point is that we have a teachable ear.
第三个刚提过有耳的可听的就应当听。
And so he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
我们求主给我这个耳朵是真的能够听的。
May the Lord give us ears that we can hear.
我们能够听到神要听见的话。
And that we can hear the word that the Lord wants us to hear.
我们读一节圣经的罗马书第十章第十七节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
罗马书第十章第十七节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
我们今天这个能够信道或者能够行道是因为先听见。
So today we can walk by faith. It's because we have first heard it.
我们如果没听进去，或者我拒绝了，我怎么能够走在一个信靠他的路上呢？
If we do not hear his word or we reject his word, how can we walk a way of faith?
所以我们今天要能够行道、信道，必须能够听。
So today, in order for us to walk, follow his way, we need to hear.
所以第二个大点。是主啊，得着我的耳朵。
Second point is that may the Lord obtain our ears.
使我有耳的和听的，就真的听见你的话。
That if we have ears to hear, let us hear your word.
因为真的听见是有行动的。
Because if we truly hear, there is action.
我们能够受教的。
And we are teachable.
我们服得下来。
We are able to be humble.
或者我们有一段时间的挣扎。
Oh, we are willing to submit. Perhaps there is some time of struggle.
但是我们最终还是服得下。
But in the end, we are willing to submit to it.
求主得着我的耳。
May the Lord obtain our ears.
第三个点。
The third point.
主啊，得着我的口。
May the Lord obtain our lips.
我们读一节圣经。
Let's read a Bible verse.
耶利米书第十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 15.
耶利米书十五章第十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 19。
耶和华如此说：你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我面前。你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当作我的口。他们必归向你，你却不可归向他们。
Jeremiah 15:19。Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them.
我在这里也要提一些小点。第一个小点，基本上是一个爱讲话的人。
So I want to bring up a few small points here. The first is that we are people who like to talk.
而有些人比较沉默一点。
Perhaps some people are more quiet.
不代表他不爱讲话。
It does not mean that they do not like to
talk. 他只是没有找到对象讲话。
But they have not found a person.
他找到那可以讲话的对象，你看他的话匣子就开了。
If you find someone they enjoy speaking to, you see that they are full of words.
我们基本上是一个爱讲话的人。
And so basically, we are people who enjoy talking.
什么叫做爱讲话？
Why do we like talk?
因为我爱发表我的意见。
Because we like to express our own opinion.
我的意见是最宝贵的。
Because my own opinion is the most important.
从小朋友稍微懂一点，他就爱发表他的意见。
From little children, once they have a little understanding, they start to.
我们爱发表意见，我们的建议永远是最好的。
And when we express our opinions, we think ours are always the best.
So 如果我的建议没有被接纳,
and so, and if our opinion has not been accepted, then we do not feel good.
严重一点,
and more serious, then we become upset or angry.
再严重一点, 哇, 很多抱怨也出来了,
and even more serious, then we see complaining.
这里也是有一个新的问题,
we see here that there is also an issue with the condition of
our heart.
Because we want others to notice me.
重视我,
we want others to respect me.
其实我们很多时候我们讲话,很多讲的话也是讲一些闲言闲语。
And many times when we speak, we're actually speaking gossip and idle words.
为什么我们会讲这么多闲言闲语呢?
Why do we have so much idle talking?
因为这样有一批人最爱听这些闲言闲语。
Because there is also a group of people who will enjoy to listen to this gossip.
没有听众你就没法讲。
If there are people, if no one enjoys listening, then you have no one to talk to.
所以如果你有一天发现, 说我怎么讲的都是不怎么建造的话,
so if one day you realize that the words that I'm saying are not edifying,
我们就求主救我, 得着我的口,
we need to ask the Lord to save us and obtain our mouth.
给我不是一个整天讲是是非非的人,
that I will not be one who only speaks gossip.
一直都觉得我所知道的是最好,
to always think that what I say is the best.
我最爱发表我的意见,
I enjoy to express my opinions.
我们的口就蒙成就,
then our lips will be saved.
所以这个事情是我必须看见的,
this is something that we must see.
我不看见,
if I do not see it, I will not pray this.
我们会祷告,
what we will pray is that, Lord, can you control this person's mouth?
他的口整天都出口伤人的,
because this person, every time he speaks, is hurtful words.
我们很少会上到的主管我的口,
but we will not pray, we often not pray, Lord, can you control my own mouth?
给我不随便在这里讲很多的话,
that I will not carelessly say many words.
第二个点,
second small point,
我们刚刚读以赛亚书第53第4节,
we just read Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
那里提到说, 给我受教者的舌头,
it says here that give me a tongue of the learned,
使我知道怎么用言语扶住疲乏的人,
that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary.
你知道我们都很想帮人的吧?
We need to know that we like to help others.
我们就是很想帮助软弱的人.
We like to help those who are weak.
说我们有人伤心,我们也去讲很多话去安慰他。
And so if others are very downcast, we say comforting words to them.
我们要想,你真的安慰得了人吗?
And so we must think, can we really comfort others?
你真的帮助得了人?
Can we really help others?
约伯的三个朋友一直尝试去安慰约伯,安慰得了吗?
We see Job's three friends kept trying to comfort him, but could they comfort him?
他们越帮越忙,
the more they helped, the more they were hurting.
约伯说,你让我心里更烦。
And Job said that, you're making my heart more distraught.
说弟兄姊妹, 我们今天想要去帮助人, 这个你怎么讲话, 不见得帮助得了人。
So brothers and sisters, we want to help others, but perhaps the words we speak cannot actually help them.
当然, 别人不听, 有听的人的原因。
And perhaps if they do not listen, they have something going on with themselves.
但是不能够, 废除掉还有讲的人的原因,
but we cannot ignore that many times it is the speaker who is at
fault. 所以以赛亚讲了一句话, 给我一个受教者的舌头。
So Isaiah says, may we have a tongue of the learned.
我们必须是一个受教的teacher.
And so we must have a teachable tongue.
所以我们一个受教的人, 我们才知道怎么样去劝人。
So only if we have a teachable, our teachable person will we know how to exhort and edify others.
如果我们不是一个受教的人, 我们不能够用言语整天想去帮助人。
If we're not a teachable person, we cannot continue to think that we can use our words to help others.
把道理给人不难。
It is not hard to teach principles to others.
但是把真正的因为我是受教的, 我就能够有一种的话能够 reach 到 听的人，达到听的人。
But only if we have a teachable mouth can we truly provide words that can really reach the other person's heart.
要关心一个疲乏的人，必须是一个受教者。
And so if we want to deal with a difficult person, we must be a teachable person.
当你一个是受教的，你就能够用对的话语去讲。
And if we are teachable, then we will use the right words to help one.
所以这个也是讲到心的问题。
So this also again speaks to our heart.
你的心必须被对付。
Our heart must be dealt with.
因为我们不是一个容易teachable 的人，一个愿意被受教的人。
Because we are not ones who are teachable.
我们要能够有对的话讲。
We must, in order for us to say the right words.
或者能够真的有果效。
And to truly bear fruit.
是态度的问题。
It is an issue of attitude.
态度直接连上是我们灵的光景。
Our attitude directly represents our spiritual condition.
我们的灵是不是 spirit, our spirit. 我们灵必须要对。
Our spirit must be right.
我们对了才能够出来有功效。
And only when our spirit is right, well, we have a
effective words. 这个我们今天有发现有些人讲话非常温柔。
And so today I see some people speak very softly.
但是在灵里面是刚硬。
But their spirit is hardened.
或者在灵里面是骄傲的。
Or their spirit is proud.
对听的人一点作用都没有。
And there is no benefit to the hearer.
一个人灵里面必须是安息的。
Because the spirit must be at rest.
灵里面是柔软的。
The spirit must be soft.
但如果你灵里面是安息跟柔软的话。
If your spirit isat rest and it's soft,
你的态度就不会是骄傲。
Then your attitude will not be proud.
你的话语仍然是坚定。
Even if your words are firm,
no, your word will still be firm. 你的言语还是坚定的。
Your words are still firm.
你就能够责备人、劝勉人、安慰人。
But you are able to edify, exhort, and comfort others.
所以什么叫做受教者的舌头？
So what does it mean to have a teachable mouth?
那是我们灵里面能够归回安息。
It is that in our spirit we can go return be at rest.
当我们里面被 stir up 了，我们什么温柔的话也没用。
But if in our spirit we are stirred up, no matter what words we say is of no use.
灵里面要归回安息。
Because we need to return our spirit back to rest.
我们的话就能够坚定。
And then our words will be firm.
我们就能够责备人。劝勉
安慰 and then we will be able to exhort, edify, and comfort others.
第三个点，应该是第三个小点。
And the third small point.
耶利米书十五章告诉我们
Jeremiah 15 tells us.
主要我们替他说话。
The Lord wants us to speak for him.
主说你这样子就可以做我的口。
Then you can be my mouth.
我们没有想到神要我们替他说话。
In thought that the Lord wants us to speak for him.
神在找能够做他出口的人。
The Lord wants us to be those who can be his mouth.
神需要有器皿能够替他说话。
Our Lord needs vessels that can speak his words.
但是耶利米告诉我们说要做一个传达他话语的人有条件。
But Jeremiah tells us that if we want to speak his words, there is a condition.
他说你要将宝贵的与下贱的分开。
That you must take out the precious from the vile.
这个需要有个分辨。
We must have discernment here.
宝贵跟下贱。
That we must separate the precious from the vile.
我们要有分辨什么是宝贵，什么是下贱。
We must discern what is precious and what is vile.
我们要分辨什么是好的，什么是坏的。
We must discern what is good and what is bad.
什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
What is important, what is not important.
什么是对的，什么是错的。
What is right and what is wrong.
如果我们不能分辨的话，
If we are unable to discern this,
你不能够做他的口。
You cannot be his mouth.
我们的眼光如果不改变的话，
And if our eyes, we do not, our viewpoint is not changed.
我们不能够从神的眼光来看事情。
We cannot see things from God's perspective.
我们就没办法分辨。
We will be unable to discern.
我们不能分辨就不能够为神说话。
And if we are unable to discern, then we are unable to speak for God.
神对耶利米说，
God spoke to Jeremiah.
你不可以归向这一些百姓。
You cannot return to these people.
什么叫归向他们？
What does it mean to return to them?
你为什么讨好他们？
It is that you desire to please them.
讲他们爱听的话。
Speak words that they like to hear.
那你这样子就不能够做我的传话。
If you are like this, you cannot be my mouth.
所以我们这个人必须被对付的。
So we must be people who have been.
当我们是被对付的话
，Once we have been dealt with，
我们从神的眼光看事情。
We see things from God's perspective。
我们能够分辨什么是重要，什么不重要。
We can discern what is good and what is.
我们能够分辨什么是贵重的，什么是下贱。
And we can discern what is the precious and what is.
我们能够分辨什么是对，什么是错。
We can discern what is right and wrong。
我们就讲坚定的话。
And we can say firm words。
圣经怎么讲？他们有人会归向你的。
The Bible tells us that there are those who will return to you.
只有我们这样子才能够把人带来归向神。
Only this way will we bring people to God.
神在找人。
God is looking for people.
神在找人能够成一个能够传达他话。
Because God is looking for people who can convey his words.
能够传达他心意的人
，who can convey his heart，
你我愿意
，are you and I willing？
我们能够成为一个能够交通神话语的人
，are we ones who can convey the word of God？
如果你是愿意的
，if you are willing，
你有一个祷告
，you will have a prayer，
说得着我的口
，Lord obtain my mouth，
成为传达你话的人
，that I can be one who can speak your word。
也可能是另外一个祷告主啊，得着我的灵是安息的灵。
We have another prayer that Lord obtain my spirit to have a spirit of rest，
使我的话是有效的。
That my words are effective，
啊，不管是责备、劝勉或者安慰，我都能够得着。
Whether we're exhorting, encouraging, or comforting others, we can help hear。
那最后一点，第四点，得着我这个人。
The fourth point is to obtain my being。
前面讲这些都是为着得着我这个人。
The three points you have shared before is all to obtain our.
最要紧的得着我的心，就得着我这个人。
If we obtain our, if the Lord obtains our hearts, then He has obtained our being, our life.
罗马书十二章第一节，我们都非常熟悉。
Romans 12 verse 1, we are all very familiar.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
But present your body as a living sacrifice.
奉献给主，把主权给他。
Consecrated to him, give him the authority.
就能够开始做工在我们身上，得着我们这个人。
And the Lord will begin to do his work in us.
我们圣徒诗歌314首，这首诗歌讲，头一句话讲的这个叫做，从我活出你自己。
And so hymnary 314 says, live out thy life within me.
从我活出你自己。
Live out thy life within me.
这就是一个，这就是说主啊，得着我。
And so this is a cry to the Lord to obtain my life.
得着我这个人能够活出你自己。
Obtain this person who could live out your life.
第四点我就不讲太多了。
I will not speak much on the fourth point.
圣徒诗歌里面还有一首，就313首。
Our hymnary also has a.Let's turn to hymnary 313.
他这里这首诗歌说，这个收我此生做奉献。
Take my life and let it be.
这首诗歌哈，我们可以把它改一改，不是收我此生，是得着我此生做奉献。
Let's change the word slightly. It's not take my life, but obtain my life.
我们真的能够被主得着我这个人。能够成为一个奉献给主的人。
That our Lord can obtain our life, that we can be one fully consecrated.
我今天总结一下我今天跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I want to conclude my sharing with brothers and sisters today.
我提了四个点。
I have mentioned four points.
得着我的心。
The Lord obtain my heart.
得着我的耳。
The Lord obtain my ear.
得着我的口。
The Lord obtain my mouth.
得着我全人归给你。
The Lord obtain my entire life.
得着我的心，使我能够从骄傲变成谦卑。
The Lord obtain my heart that I can go from proud to humble.
使我刚硬的心能够变成顺服的心。
That my hard heart will be willing to submit.
得着我的耳， 能够一个受教者的耳朵能够听。
Obtain my ear that I have a teachable ear to hear.
使得我的口能够传达你的话。
Obtain my mouth that I can convey his words.
得着我这个人能够流露你是谁。
And obtain my life that can let his life flow through me.
我想跟弟兄姊妹最后唱这种诗歌好不好？
I want to sing this hymn with brothers and sisters.
313首。
Hymnary 313.
313首
Hymnary 313
把这首诗歌里面所有收这个字改成得
And so we will change all the words from take to obtain
这个、好像他说收我此生做奉献我们把收这个字改成得
So in Chinese we will change from the take my life to obtain my life
Yeah, in English you can still say take my life
in English we will still say take
那第三节是收我光阴那么收字所有收字都改成得好吧
And so again in Chinese all every time it says take we will replace it with obtain
我们只唱第一第三第五第六节
We will sing verse 1, verse 3, verse 5, and verse 6
愿你给我们有强烈的心愿。
And we have a strong desire
我们要来得着你,
that we want to obtain you.
我们也祷告, 主啊, 求你也得着我,
we pray, Lord, that you will obtain us.
主啊,已经到了这个世代最末了的时候,
as we reach the end days,
主啊,给我们真的有从你来的眼光,
we ask that you give us your perspective.
地上与地上的事, 都快要过去,
because the things of this world will soon pass away.
得着我的心归给你,
may you obtain my heart to belong to
得着我的耳, 我的口归给你,
obtain my ears, obtain my mouth to you.
得着我全人归给你,
and obtain my whole life, my whole being to you.
但愿我这个人还有的年日, 能够被你所用,
that in the days I have left on this earth, I can be used by you.
主要有, 求你怜悯我,
Lord, have mercy on us.
给我们走上,
that we can walk on your way.
谦卑的来跟随,
humbly we can follow after you.
听我们的呼求,
hear our cry.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.